You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Marlins reporter, Joe Fusaro. And Joe, let's get right into things with this Marlins team. A tough week a week ago. They dropped 2 out of 3 to the Phillies and then 2 out of 3 to the Nationals. But it's the Battle of Florida this week, a 2-2 home-and-home set with the Rays. And the Marlins get off to a nice start in the series on Monday night. And Monday night, kind of a milestone as far as Florida Major League Baseball goes, I guess, because it was the 100th meeting between these two clubs. And Joe, what stands out to me is how even it is. With the Marlins' victory on Monday, the Rays lead the series 51-49 after 100 games. I mean, for it to be that even after that many games is kind of remarkable between these two teams.
Tim, and keep in mind the Marlins kind of dominated the early part of the series and even kind of the mid-2000s. And then the Rays, you know, when they dramatically improved in that 2006, 7, 8, whenever they went to the World Series, they've been a really, really formidable opponent. And the Marlins have kind of gone the other way with 6 straight losing years. And last year the Rays took 5 of 6. So, but Monday night's game was an exciting game. I mean, if you're just a baseball fan or, normally the Marlins don't win 7-6 games in that fashion. You know, they usually pitch better than that to have to win. But it was an exciting game, not the best pitch game. But, the Rays have a team that's very aggressive on the bases. They hit a lot of home runs. The Marlins have Marcell Ozuna scorching hot right now. And Stanton is trying to wake up from his slump. And, there's no reason why this shouldn't be very exciting 4-game set, heading to drop, for the final 2 games of this thing.
Yeah, they're 2 teams that I think match up well and 2 teams that are planning to stay in contention throughout the season. You mentioned Ozuna and how Huddy's been in Stanton trying to wake up. How about Ichiro Suzuki? 4 hits on Monday night. This guy is red hot now for the season, heading into Tuesday's game, hitting .417. And he's getting some more at-bats in the last week or so because of Christian Yelich's back spasms. But with Ichiro hitting as well as he is right now, is there just that temptation to have him in the lineup day after day, or is that something dangerous considering his age?
Take it for what it is.
Yeah.
Christian Yelich is having an all-star caliber season, and he's dealt with back spasms before, and he was telling me, though, he spent time on the DL in 14 and 15, ironically, right about this time of year, and that mid-May to mid-June range is when he's kind of been inflicted, and then it goes away and he is able to play the rest of the year. But he said they called that a lower back strain in those days. This, he said, a little bit more in the middle of the back, not so much where the his previous concerns were. And Yelly has done a real lot to kind of maintain, so there's a frustration level to not be in the lineup. But Ichiro to step in and he comes in on Saturday on late notice, gets 4 hits, adds 2 hits on Sunday against Scherzer, of all people. And then Monday, as you know, 4 hits, 10 hits in the 13 at-bat stretch. And that matched a kind of modern-day record for someone 42 or older to have that many hits over 3 games. You're going back to Cap Anson back in the 1800s, last time somebody's done something like that. But just, obviously a lot of people coming into this season thinking, Ichiro started the year off 65 hits shy of 3,000. And, would he even reach that total? Would he just kind of, fade away and look, kind of like an aging veteran in decline? And, he's swinging the bat really well. He's hitting really good pitching. And he's, it's amazing sometimes a 42-year-old breathing, new life into a young squad and being kind of the super sub the Marlins envision when they signed him to begin with last year.
Yeah, now 3,000 hits looks not just likely overall, but on this current pace, he'll get there before the All-Star break. But
I don't know about that, Timmy. But the thing about it is, everyone always talks about, how he get the at-bats, assuming help for Yelich, Stanton, Ozuna. But as you know, things always happen. The sport guys break down. There's always little, tweaks and things. And as long as Ichiro is just showing that he can stay sharp, and that's going to be key. Obviously, you're not going to hit at a 10-for-13 clip too long, but, just to keep him, rest left, let alone 65 hits. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. But he's been a great story, and he's a great figure in baseball history. And we know what he means internationally. And the Marlins are lucky to have him. And it's in baseball, the industry is, you know, lucky to have, you know, this to kind of celebrate, you know, in this season.
Yeah, the fan support has been tremendous, too, with the Marlins. You mentioned Stanton trying to wake up from his days and coming into Tuesday, 28 strikeouts his last 16 games. It seems like it's really been feast or famine, and he does have a home run as we record this podcast on Tuesday. What's the issue? What is he trying to do to break out of this so it's not just a strikeout or a home run when he's up there?
Yeah, I talked to him kind of a little bit, you know, as I kind of had him one-on-one yesterday. And just pregame and just I think what he's trying to do is just block everything out because he noted everyone has advice, you know, so he's just trying to get, you know, just do what works, communicate with the people he needs to, the hitting coaches, just stay on a page and with an approach and not, you know, listen to my advice or the fans' advice or, you know, his buddy's advice. You know, it just kind of he's not saying specifically what's going on. You know, there's all sorts of theories on, you know, everything from the front leg toe tap to timing. He told me it wasn't so much a timing issue. You know, there's, Don Mattingly mentioned a vision thing. He thought he wasn't picking the ball up, you know, clearly. You know, he mentioned that on Saturday's telecast. And, you know, so there's all sorts of theories. But the bottom line is that Stanton's always kind of been streaky. And, you know, he gets in a rut and he tends to come out in a big way. And usually when he hits one homer, many more followed. So, you know, it's just a matter of, he said also to me, he goes, I'm less concerned than everyone else seems to be. So as long as his head's on straight, that's all that matters to see, you know. He also noted he's not going to go from 200 to 300 overnight. So it's going to be a process to get him back. But, you know, I've always said this about Stanton. I only worry about health. He's on the field enough, those numbers tend to be what they are.
Yeah, and it's good to see a guy that hasn't lost confidence in himself, clearly. And, hey, it's one of those early tests in the career of Barry Bonds as a hitting instructor as well. All right, great stuff. As always, Joe, this has been MLB.com Extras, our Marlins edition. For Joe Fusaro, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.